Mr. Carlin, how's the tour going?
I don't really tour. I just kind of go out for weekends and stuff occasionally. It always goes fine. They always, you know, show up.
You were inducted into the Comedy Hall of Fame in 94. You received a Hollywood Walk of Fame star in 87. Comedy Central listed you as number 2 in its 100 greatest stand-ups of all time. Do all those awards mean anything to you?
No, of course not. What matters is the work.
Yeah.
The work is what does it. Work is it. What the things you put out, the things you leave behind, the things people are drawn to. Those little awards and those little sidewalk things and everything, they're kind of nice for 2 minutes, and then they mean nothing, really. They don't have anything to do with anything. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's harder or easier to shock an audience these days?
I don't shock. Comedy is based on surprise. Shock is just a greater form of surprise. I talk about things that bother people. I don't shock them. I don't try to shock them. I got no interest in that. I want to show them how smart I am. I want to show them my brain. I'm not trying to... First of all, you know, you do it because it bothers people.
Congratulations on your 13th HBO special. Are we going to hear some material from that show this Saturday night at the Melody Tent?
I'm just writing a new show. These shows I do at Hyannis will have a bunch of newer things in it. It's a mixture. This is the time of year after an HBO show that I start mixing in new things. So there's a little of the old show
Sure. And
a little of the new show, and that's the balance. And that's what people come to the show at the Melody will hear.
After this tour, what's next for you, Mr. Carlin?
There's a book down the line, and there'll be another HBO down the line. It's just a matter of cranking that stuff out.
Do you still enjoy what you do?
I enjoy what I do, and I'm good at it.
When asked their greatest influence, Mr. Carlin, a lot of the young comedians these days list you as one of their most influential comedians. How does that make you feel?
Well, it's nice, you know, that you accumulate enough work over a long enough period of time to make that kind of an impact, whether it's on them or on other people. You know, whether it's on just regular old civilians.
One final question, Mr. Carlin. Now, everyone knows you're famous for those 7 dirty words. 30 years later, does it still surprise you that those words are still forbidden from TV and radio?
For the most part, yes. The most part, yes. On commercial television, yes. Commercial radio.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Mr. Carlin. We look forward to your show this Saturday night. 2 of them, 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock, Saturday, July 22nd, at the Cape Cod Melody Tent. Best of luck in the future.
Suzanne, thanks a lot for a good interview. I appreciate it, and a chance to tell people about this new material. I appreciate it.
We'll see you Saturday, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.